Handy Guys and Safety up next.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, a podcast for handy guys from handy guys. Here are the handy guys themselves, Brian and Paul.
Okay, Brian, on the last episode, we talked about plumbing. We talked about, what was it?
Poison ivy.
Yeah, that's right, poison ivy. But, you know, there's a topic where we kind of talk about, we don't cover it all, and the fact is we can't cover it all. You know what that is?
What's that?
Safety. Safety first. Haven't you seen all those videos where the industrial videos where the guys have a little...
Oh, those are great.
They have an accident.
Right.
There was one where a guy was climbing up on these shelves and in a big, huge storage warehouse, and he was up
right,
on a ladder.
Like pallet racks.
And his ring got caught on the top shelf, and he started to fall, and it just tore his finger right off.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Interestingly, since I saw that goofy video, I heard about an occasion where someone lost a finger for the same reason. The ring got caught on something. Anyway, we want to talk a little bit about some of the basics, just the basics of safety around the home. We can't cover it all because it's an unbelievable list if you think about it.
Sure.
We've covered some of the issues, you know, wearing proper eye covering, glasses,
ear protection.
Eyes. We call it ears and eyes, right?
Right.
But there are some other things that I don't think a lot about, but you know, they exist and I just don't think about it. But let's talk about it because maybe our listeners don't know. But first, let's provide our contact information.
Sure. Just go to our website, www.handyguyspodcast.com. There you can subscribe in iTunes or RSS. You can sign up for our email list. And if you click on the contact tab, you can contact us that way. There's a form you can fill out and we'll get an email, or just email us at handyguyspodcast.com, or there's a phone number, you know, whatever you need. So go ahead and do it. And also follow us on Twitter if you want, at handyguys on Twitter.
Got a project on your honey-do list? Let the Handy Guys know about it, and they may talk about it on their next podcast.
Okay, Brian, like I said, we can't cover every aspect of safety. And if you think of some issues we miss, and I'm sure there will be some, please leave a comment on this post of our Handy Guys podcast or send us an email. But I'm just going to go through some general areas, Brian.
Okay.
First, we're going to start not in any specific area. You know, we're not going to talk about electrical or plumbing kind of work or yard work, which we will do. But first, I want to talk about generally speaking. In a home, you're a homeowner.
Right.
And you need to consider safety. And again, I'm not talking about every aspect, but, you know, fire safety, for instance. Obviously, you should have smoke detectors in the house. But what if you want to do work? You're going to do
smoke detectors. Beyond smoke detectors,
yeah.
Paul, did you know the new building code for 2011 for new construction is going to require sprinkler systems?
Yeah, there's various caveats for that, but you're right. They're definitely bringing that into the housing code.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I've never installed a sprinkler system before.
No, we may have to look into that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you have smoke alarms. Well, what else do you need? You need to have fire extinguishers, right?
Right. How many do you have in your house?
I have one under the kitchen sink and one in the garage. Maybe two in the garage.
They were there
before I moved in, though. So.
Oh, yeah? I only have one in the garage. That's all I got.
Yeah. The thing is, though, it's nothing to be proud of because the one in the kitchen, under the kitchen sink, I don't know if anyone would know where to find it.
Right. It's one of those little ones that like mounts to the inside of the cabinet.
Yeah.
You can get them for about 10, 20 bucks at the home center.
It's probably too heavy for the cabinet because it'll wreck the door, so it's stuck in the back under the cabinet. But,
right. So you got to pull out all the cleaning supplies and everything to get to it.
Exactly. That's the problem with it. But I don't know where to hang it. There's no real good place. There's no real
wall. You don't want to hang it next to the phone or something.
Exactly. You know. I might answer the wrong thing.
Right.
So I don't want to spray my ear. No, but you're supposed to have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen, and it needs to be the proper rating of fire extinguisher because there are different varieties and types, and the kind that deal with grease fires
are different than
those that, you know.
And why is that?
Well, there's going to have a different chemical element in it.
Right. Like you don't ever throw water on a grease fire because then the grease fire turns into an explosion.
Right. So we're not going to go into all the ins and outs of the type of the fire extinguisher, but you need to make sure that it's rated for kitchen use. But When I moved into this house, they have a big one in the garage.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's code or not for this area.
No.
But it's not probably not a bad idea.
It's not code. You have to have a fire extinguisher, I don't think.
I don't think
it's
code.
Unless it's something specific to your little, borough.
Who knows? I'm not sure. It could be. But nevertheless, it's not a bad idea either way.
Right. I just got one of those. I don't know how big it is, 10-pounders. And it's just hanging up in my garage, collecting dust.
Absolutely.
I think on the video we have coming out on mower sharpening, I think you can probably see it because it's right near my grinder.
But I wonder, in commercial buildings, those are supposed to be inspected every year.
That's right.
And all that. And
they got the little tag when was it last inspected and so forth and so on.
But in your garage, it never gets inspected. It sits there. You wonder if it'll really work when you need it. I know growing up, my dad had the same one hanging at the top of the basement steps. So it was kind of in between the kitchen and the basement. And it sat there for 10, 20, 30 years.
Right. Never got touched.
Never got used. And who knows if it would have worked or not. But
right.
I don't know what the rules are on that. But anyway, you should have one. Those are the two areas. So that's just basic general safety.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's bring it more specific.
Okay.
We've talked about electrical safety.
Yes.
The most obvious is being turn off the power on the circuits you're working on.
Right. And you can get, for just a couple of bucks, a tester that will tell you, without having to touch the copper, exposed element of the wire, if that circuit is live.
Right.
So it's like kind of shaped like a pencil or a pen, and you just can touch it right near the wire or right onto the insulation of the wire, and it'll chirp. If there's electricity in the wire.
But that's kind of nice to give you a general idea if the power's on and off. I don't know if I would want to rely on that.
No, but it's very, if you're doing any electrical work, have that around and just use that as a double check.
Right. It's good for a quick check. But to be sure, you should use a regular tester. And there's many different kinds, voltage testers. There's the real simple ones where you touch the leads, you touch what you think is the hot, and you touch a ground or a neutral, and it'll light up if you have power.
Yep.
And a little bulb is in it. And you should touch both. You shouldn't just assume that the black is the hot and the white is the neutral, because you don't know. So what I like to do is touch a ground and the black and the ground and the neutral and see if I have any light or any power. You can also use the regular voltage meter, which tells you the exact amount of voltage that runs through there.
Right. Normally you don't need to do that, but just you want to know if it's there or not. And they've got some, I've got an old one that has a couple of light bulbs in it, big, 60-watt bulbs and little clamps, and you can clamp it right on there. But the one you're talking about has usually a little neon orange bulb that comes on in there.
And if you're working with electrical, you need to wear eye covering because you're cutting wires, and sometimes when you snip off the ends of wires or you snip something, you get little pieces of metal that fly. Now, some people that like to take chances, well, they're in for it because you get a speck of some of that metal in your eye, you're going to be in the emergency room. So there's dangers there. And the one danger you can't do much about and that I know of is when I've worked with electrical, my hands get just chewed up. Maybe because I'm just a lightweight and I'm working with computers most of the time and my hands aren't roughened up and tough.
Right, maybe.
But they just get beat up, especially when you're working with 12-gauge cable or a heavier cable. Working with it, but there's nothing you really can do about that. That's just life.
Right.
That's why working men have really rough hands.
Right, right. You can wear gloves with a lot of this. Don't rely on work gloves to protect you from electric shock because they're not designed for that.
Right. Absolutely. So make sure the power is off. And okay, so that's electrical. Plumbing, safety. What are the safety things we need to be aware of with plumbing?
Well, if you're going to be using a torch, we talked about a torch on the last show a little bit. If you're going to be using a torch, you need to make sure that torch for your soldering is not going to burn your house down, right? So if you've got wood framing near where you're soldering, you put up some kind of shield, a metal shield, or they make a cloth specifically for putting behind where you're soldering. Yeah. And those cloths, the flame can still get through them and you can still char your wood. Hmm. So have that fire extinguisher nearby or have a hose nearby, something like that.
Right, so it's good to have some water, a bucket of water or a fire extinguisher when you're doing plumbing work even.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. What about general carpentry? Is there anything that's really dangerous about that? Well, I guess there is a broad topic because the tools themselves are what.
Right. Absolutely. You know, loose clothing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, you don't want to be, if you're using a table saw and, you know, you've got something hanging around your neck, you know, and that gets caught up in the blade, you're in big trouble. So don't ever wear a tie while you're doing woodworking.
Well, you know, Brian, I like to be properly dressed at all times. So the carpentry, the power tools, the make sure you know how to operate them. I find it frustrating, but I know I have to do it. You get this shiny new tool, and you really need to learn how to operate it. You need to take the time to make sure that it is adjusted correctly. And a lot of times that'll take your whole first week of owning the thing, you know?
Yeah, RTFM.
Yeah.
Read the fine manual, right? Because they usually have a lot of good, they've got all the safety tips, you know, that the lawyers make them put in there.
Right.
And, you know, that's important. You know how to use the tool and you're using your head. That's probably the most important safety tip.
All right. And as Norm says, always
your safety glasses.
Safety glasses.
Right.
And,
you know, I'm getting better about it. I don't always, you know, I used to not always wear the safety glasses. And I'm really getting good about wearing ear protection. Because I've noticed I've lost a little bit of hearing.
Great.
And so I've got...
All right, Beethoven.
Yeah, I've got, you know, I've got my earmuffs and I'm wearing those, you know, if I'm just cranking up the air compressor or mowing the lawn or running the chainsaw or whatever I'm doing, I got that ear protection on.
Okay, up next, we're going to talk about a couple more areas where we need to be concerned about safety.
Want great deals on tools that the handy guys recommend? Click on the Our Store button at www.handyguyspodcast.com.
All right, Brian, as I said, safety first. The handy guys are always concerned about safety, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. At least we are now for this podcast. But carpentry is a huge topic. We didn't hit every aspect, I'm sure, but... there are other areas of the home of home life ownership, handymanmanship. Is that a word?
I don't know.
Handy gals, handy guys that need to be concerned. Yard work. We go outside. It can be dangerous.
Yep.
I was just doing my trimming. Those string trimmers scare me.
They throw debris every which way.
You've
got to wear your safety glasses with those.
You have to protect, and even, you know, my body hurts after using them, partly because the guard is missing from mine. Actually breaks up some of the debris that flies back at you, but the guard on it. But
gotta get that fixed.
Yeah, I need to put it back. I know. I need a new nut for it. But it's true. They fly things everywhere. You need to make sure you have stuff on your eyes, ears too. They're noisy.
They are.
They make a lot of noise, and I don't always have ear protection because I'm lazy. But I need to.
Yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna be going deaf.
You're already half deaf.
I know.
What are you talking
about? That's why I need my ear protection. I get two for the price of one, too. Okay. So ear protection, yard work, anything else that's dangerous in yard work?
Yeah. I mean, you've got spinning blades and, you know, with your mower and stuff like that. And when you're mowing, don't let the – especially if you're using the side discharge chute on your mower, don't let your kids be running around because, you know, things will come flying out of there. You know what I mean? They can hit somebody.
Like a rock.
A rock or something like that, or a, you know, a Lego.
Piece of glass.
You know, the kid's Happy Meal toy that you run over with the mower. That thing will fly like all get out.
Watch out for those chicken nuggets, man. Right. They can become human bombs. Okay. So yard work obviously is dangerous. So we've covered plumbing, yard work, electrical, general, just being around the house.
Let's talk about finishing, like refinishing furniture.
Oh, that is good.
You know where I'm going with that?
Yes, I do. We'll talk about that after this.
You are listening to the Handy Guys Podcast.
Okay, Brian, you're saying that finishing of grandma's old bedroom set can be dangerous, or is that something we need to be concerned about for safety?
Like, I've got a chest of drawers that I'm refinishing, and I'm going to donate it to the church auction thing, you know, for the fundraiser thing that they're doing, right? So, I got it all glued together today, and, you know, and I'm going to put a new finish on it. There are some finishes that when the you put them on with a rag, you know, boiled linseed oil is one finish that, that some woodworkers will use. And there's other ones that those rags, those oily rags can spontaneously combust.
It's amazing, but it's
like
true.
They'll heat up on their own and they'll catch fire. They'll just burst into fire, into flames.
So when it's amazing. After using those rags with these various oils, with I think it can happen with like a paint thinner, any kind of solvents material like that. The rag is wet. If you ball it up and throw it in the trash, it can actually catch on fire.
Yes, it can.
Okay, and so the solution is?
Well, what I'll do is I'll lay them out on the yard, on the grass.
Right.
And let it air dry outside.
Does a dog lick them or anything like
that? No, the dog doesn't go near them.
All right, so that's one thing, but also you have other dangers just dealing with those solvents in and of themselves. You don't want to be a lot of heavy breathing around them.
Some of those are extremely flammable.
Yeah.
I read an account of a guy just the other day who was using brake cleaner, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a solvent you use when you're working on your car, working on your brakes, and a lot of people will use that for cleaning rusty metal parts and things like that. And this guy had cleaned something, and then he was doing some welding, and just a little bit of it, that brake cleaner, like a drop, was still on this area where he went to weld, and it just gave a little puff of smoke.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that got into its lungs.
Oh.
Almost killed him.
You're kidding.
A puff of smoke for like a half a second from just a fraction of a drop of brake cleaner almost killed the guy. He was in the hospital for 3 months, and he's not right to this day.
Wow. That's a shame.
I think it's called I'm not going to guess because I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay, so the point is, though, you have to know what you're working with these solvents, because there's a situation, you know, he's dealing with a welder.
Right.
And by the way, welders in and of themselves, you got a whole area,
right?
Whole bunch of safety issues. We're not even going to go there. That's like high-end handy guy stuff.
Right.
Specialty handy guy work. But, you know,
I know a welder. Maybe we ought to bring him on the show. He's a real character.
Yeah, that actually would be interesting because I'd like to look at some possible welding jobs. But anyway, so you need to be aware of those chemicals you're working with. You have them in your house. Even if you're not using a welder, you're inhaling them. And you need to follow the instructions. They always say make sure it's well ventilated.
Right.
You really do need to do that.
Absolutely. And if it's flammable, you know, you can't, you know, you don't want to set it on fire because then you've got gases and those gases are toxic.
Right. So you don't want it. You have the flame damage. You have the issues. You don't want to be working around an open flame, i.e., a gas operated appliance that might be in the area, like a hot water heater or something. You have to be careful about inhaling them. So take these things seriously. These are serious compounds that you don't want to take lightly.
Yep.
So you could be doing something that doesn't seem dangerous, like finishing a piece of furniture, which in and of itself isn't. But the compounds themselves could be.
That's right.
So all right, cool. Do we have any other areas, Brian, in being a handy guy that, I mean, I'm sure there's several we've missed, but that you can think of where we need to be concerned about safety? I guess the other ones is just, you know, hurting your back, things like that, you know, heavy materials.
Overstressing yourself, you know, as we're getting old, Paul, you know.
Speak for yourself.
But, you know, proper... You know, I was going to say proper footwear, you know, like if you're doing some demolition or something like that, you know, and stepping on nails and whatever. But I think the safety thing there is not necessarily proper footwear, although that's important. But I think it's cleaning up, keeping your workspace clean. If you've got a big project, clean up at the end of the day.
Right.
So you're not tripping over, you know, scraps and pieces of 2x4 and drywall and, you know, whatever, laying all over the place, because that creates a dangerous situation.
You remember the old driver's ed movies, you know, Blood on the Highway and all those.
Right, to scare
you into driving well.
Yeah.
We should do like a video called Blood in the Garage or something like that.
let's think about that. Yeah, you know, that might be good.
We could get some special effects and things like that. We could really, really make this episode of being safe around the home. We could drive it home.
We could be like a parody episode, right? Where we show all the things not to do, and we'll take fingers off with table saws.
Absolutely,
and, like, operate the table saw wearing a tie.
It would just pull your head right into it. So
how would we do that?
I don't know.
We're gonna have to do some CG computer graphics. And
I don't know,
Maybe we can get Steven Spielberg to produce it.
There we go. We need Steven Spielberg. If you're listening, Steve, give us a call, and we'll talk about the newest Handy Guys episode, Blood in the Garage.
All right.
Well, that's all we have. You know, be safe out there. We do want our listeners to be safe. If you're doing things around the home, it can be dangerous. Obviously, do RTFM, as Brian said, read the fine manual.
That's right.
If Norm is always wear your eye gear, ours is RTFM. I think that's probably the best thing you can do,
because
that covers it all.
It's going to tell you to wear your eye protection and everything else about that tool that you're working with.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this week's Handy Guys podcast. Thanks for putting up with us, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks. Bye.
The Handy Guys will be back next week. Same handy time, same handy website.